Good Thursday. Today is October the 31st, and you're listening to My Farm. Fall harvest decorations involving corn shocks are popular this time of year, but we're finding that can cause issues in parts of the country where diseases in corn crops may not have been found yet. We're going to take a look at the potential for tar spot spread after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, this Halloween could be more of a scare for farmers than normal. You see, over the past few weeks, reports of decorative corn stalks infected with tar spot, which is a fungal disease of corn, have been reported in box retail chain stores in several states, which would include Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Now, the primary concern for farmers is that disease has not been found in corn fields in those states, like we have seen it here in Ohio, and the tar spot spores from these fall decorations could actually be released unknowingly, and then with the warmer climate over winter in these new areas, potentially driving that disease spread southward into other parts of the United States. It's never a good thing to introduce an aggressive corn pathogen to a new region. That, according to Mandy Bish, the University of Missouri Extension plant pathologist, and they do not know exactly how the pathogen will respond in the warmer environments. Now, tar spot is caused by a fungus, as was first reported here in the United States in Indiana and Illinois in 2015. Since then, it's been found in 19 states and in Canada. As we said, we have it here in Ohio. The way it works, the fungus infects the upper side of the corn leaf and appears as a raised, hard, black spot known as a stromata. The spots are typically 1/16 to 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and they can protrude through that tissue, becoming visible on the bottom side of the leaves as well. And with each stroma, the fungus produces spores that continue to infect the corn plant throughout the entire growing season. Now, even after the corn senesces, if you will, those stromata remain and the inoculum overwinters in the corn residue and can survive extreme temperatures. Spores are dispersed by the wind and rain with splashing, and with long periods of favorable environmental conditions such as morning dews, lingering fog, and rain days, high disease severity can reduce yields and test weights and result in plant lodging. Yield losses to tar spot can vary depending on the time of the disease onset. Weather conditions and hybrid susceptibility obviously apply. Losses of up to 50 bushels per acre or greater have been observed in some areas with extreme situations. Now, the exact origin of the infected decorative corn stalks is unclear. In a press release, Terry Spurlock from the University of Arkansas Extension Plant Pathology said some of the plants he found appear to have originated from a farm in Illinois. Other decor carried labels noting, quote, product of the USA or product of Canada. Bish said that she herself has found tar spot on decorations for sale in Columbia, Missouri, located in the center of the state. She noted that because the disease is endemic in Missouri with sufficient levels of fungus present across the northern and central portions of the state, her concern is more for Missouri's southern counties and the states to the southward. The disease has not yet been detected during the growing season. Extension specialists in several states recommend that those who have purchased decorative corn stalks examine them for the telltale black spots, and if they find the fungus in place on the stalks, to put it in a garbage bag and dispose of them through their trash collection service. Infected stalks should not be thrown out into a commercial field or a backyard garden, as that may inadvertently introduce that pathogen into the environment, and it only takes one case of that disease to gain a foothold before it can spread. In order to delay the challenges of tar spot, they say it's important to consider how the corn is disposed of. As we said, here in Ohio, we already have the disease, so it's not so much an issue, but it is interesting how vigilance is important to stop the spread of some of these diseases, not going to other parts of the country, or on the flip side, that other diseases don't come here. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, staying with sort of a Halloween theme, we are going to talk about bats, as this week was considered National Bat Week. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Kib Winter, well, you could say she has a thing for bats?
Besides being incredibly cute and extremely diverse, bats inhabit almost every continent on the planet except for Antarctica.
Now, you may think bats and cute are polar opposites. Not so, according to this U.S. Forest Service Conservation Education Lead. Her interest in bats is part of her involvement in the annual Bat Week education campaign. This week-long observance is purposely timed.
Every year, between October 24th and 31st, that's on purpose. We have it culminate on Halloween so that we have a lead up to Halloween where people are thinking about bats, but changing the narrative from bats are scary and vampire-ish to bats are really cool, and let's leverage those opportunities where we see them in the media, we see them in the ramp up to Halloween, and we think about bats in a whole different light.
So define cool in connection with bats. Winter says think of bats as natural pest control for your residential flower beds and gardens.
Those pest control services that they provide help us in our backyards. They eat mosquitoes and they eat some of those moths that might be coming in at night and other insects and maybe tormenting our home gardens.
Think of bats as pollinators, particularly in Mexico and the desert southwest of the U.S., where their pollination of agave plants brings the nectar of tequila to consumers in various adult beverages. Bat Week 2024, as in past years, is an international event.
We are partnering with different groups in Canada and in Mexico, and we even have groups coming to us from Brazil and as far away as Spain to learn more about this and to participate in these endeavors that we're doing for bats.
And is an annual recognition that this year reaches a milestone.
We designated Bat Week through the Secretary of Agriculture back in 2014 for the very first time. So we're coming up on a full decade of Bat Week events.
www.batweek.org is the place to go online to learn more about various Bat Week activities and events, including some perhaps in your area.
Last year, we had over 60 events registered on the batweek.org website, which is an interagency, interorganizational website. We register events that are on the ground. So even public libraries are doing things like bats in your backyard or bats in culture, bats in pop, bats in creative art. So through those events, people can look up on the batweek.org website some events that might be hosted near them. And they can also get ideas on how to host their own events about Bat Week.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.